Please join us for In the Spotlight, a weekly review with Simone Herodine, the Communications and Brand Management Specialist at Artscape Theatre. Simone has been with the Artscape Theatre since 2000, and she also serves on the board. She's one of the associated companies at Artscape. In her free time, she loves to engage in writing and has also written and performed her autobiographical one-woman drama, and makes cameo appearances in productions such as The Boogie Shows. She is known to have a big personality and is known for her frivolous fun. We all know Simone's wonderful, exciting energy when we get to the theatre. She is definitely an adventurous queen and a strong advocate for gender equality and a staunch opponent of ageism. We are very pleased to do this weekly chat in the spotlight with Simone Herodine.
It's always a pleasure to catch up with Simone Herodine, and in between tottering around the Artscape Theatre on her heels in fabulous outfits, she has a very real job, and that very real job is the public relations and marketing for the Artscape Theatre complex. Simone, where in the world are you today, and what is on your program?
I am actually at Artscape today. We've got a host of productions on at Artscape as usual, and the stages are being prepared. The get-ins are being done. So, I mean, just to give some input and some visualization for those, and perhaps we should later on even organize some backstage, one or two backstage tours. I mean, we do offer some front of house tours, but it would be great for our listeners to actually come and witness at times what happens backstage as the production is being ready to be put onto stage. How at times the entire stage is transformed, specifically with productions like opera and ballet, but specifically opera, for example, where there are specific color schemes that the producer and director would want to reflect, not just through the lighting, but through the nuances of the production as well. So sometimes an entire stage, a portable stage, obviously if the stage is extremely strong and steady, is brought in, and sometimes the stage is completely painted in a completely different color. And then for the other production, the stage has to be painted in a different color. So those are the exciting things that's happening backstage at the moment as we prepare for a host of productions, including Cape Town's Opera Aida and Fred and Marcel Abrahams's Julius Caesar.
Wow, that's a lot that is happening. I can tell you, it's like being on an international flight and being invited to sit with the pilot to see how things are happening. So I'm sure many of our listeners will be absolutely thrilled to do that, Simone, with you.
Yes, absolutely. And talking about opera, Cape Town Opera is getting ready to present Giuseppe Verdi's Aida with an all-African cast in a bold African futurist reimagining of this iconic opera. Now, the last time this opera was performed at Artscape was around about 2002, 2003, with Virginia Davids in one of the major roles. Virginia Davids is, of course, the opera's soprano that made history during the apartheid days as the first person of color, or the first black person to appear in an opera on the then Nico Milan stage. So this is being restaged under the direction of Martelien Minnar. Now, Janet, I'd like to give you some input about Martelien Minnar and the opportunities that exists at Artscape with our education programs. And we've touched on our education programs in previous podcasts, but one of our education or our youth-focused programs is the Youth Classical Concert, where youth between the ages of as young as 7 right up to, I think it's about 28, can participate to this youth classical music concert that has been running for 53 years now. So
Gosh, Simon,
Martin,
that's older than you and I.
precisely,
That is
absolutely,
legendary.
absolutely. So Martin Minard is one of the proteges that is a soprano singer that participated in the youth classical music concert about, I think, 15 odd years ago. And today she's the artistic director of Cape Town Opera.
That is amazing. Wow.
So,
I love to see young talent come through the ranks, and this is a great example. I'm so pleased to hear this, honestly.
absolutely. So, just to put more about this production, because it's going to be so exciting with this African futurist reimagining, because it will utilize videos, combination of videos, animation, and the choreography is being overseen by Gregory Magoma. And I mean, we know that any choreography that Gregory Magoma touches turns to gold.
Turns to
So,
gold, absolutely.
absolutely. And it's a 56 member chorus, and I believe that the entire cast is almost close to 100, because this is a lavish big opera. It will be every night will be the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra will be supporting them under the direction of the US-based Baton of Kamal Khan. So I think people should start going to buy
Wow.
tickets,
This is a
start.
huge treat. And when is an opera never ever lavish, Simone? I mean,
Absolutely.
opera
And
is
as
short
we
for opulence. It's amazing. And how fantastic to have a visiting conductor in-house.
Absolutely. And I also think, as we've been discussing earlier, Janet, we would like people to dress up and show up. Not everyone can afford lavish costumes, but even if it's just your finest bling, bring it out and come and enjoy the opera. Everyone and all is welcome at Artscape, whether you bring your bling from Khayelitsha or whether you bring from Constantia. Artscape is definitely the home for all.
Bling is bling.
And then we've got another amazing, exciting production which I'm looking forward to see. I've never seen the play Julius Caesar by Shakespeare, and of course it deals with the Caesar's
This was a
assassination.
famous matrix set work, Simon,
It must have been
and
before my time,
one of
Janet.
those classics, definitely before your time. You know, you youth of today, you don't, you never know these classic stories, but I must tell you. You did Julius Caesar and you did Macbeth. And if you were lucky, you got one of the lighter ones, like A Midsummer Night's Dream, which was just so much fun. So, this is going to be your first exposure to Julius Caesar.
This is going to be my
And
first exposure to. I know the story, but I've never seen the production itself. So I'm really excited to see this
this is a
production
huge treat.
of Julius Caesar, and it's being produced by the other amazing producers, Fred Abramsa and Marcel Meyer, known as Abramsa and Meyer Productions. And of course, it deals with the conspiracy to kill Caesar, and I think the one famous line about that is "Et tu, Brutus," right? When someone betrays you, I think it
Correct,
means something
correct.
like that. Yeah. So
Yes.
those are some of the exciting productions that's happening at Artscape within the coming few days and in the coming weeks.
Well, Simone, always so much excitement, so many beautiful productions with so much collateral happening at Artscape. Thinking about the bling, I just have a quick question. I know that you launched your wardrobe. Is that wardrobe open to the public or is it just for productions?
The wardrobe is opened by appointment. I think we can do perhaps an in-depth podcast with the head of wardrobe. It's opened by appointment, and yes, we do have costumes available that people can still come and claim and dress up in them.
Wow, that is an absolute treat. I'm looking forward to that production where we chat to your head of wardrobe because you can be anything. You can be, you can be walking onto a Bridgerton stage, or you can be a famous opera singer or a femme fatale, all in one day, thanks to the Artscape Theatre wardrobe department. So, Simon, I'm looking forward to setting that up with you and chatting to your head of wardrobe. I think it's going to be an absolute treat.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fascinating podcast with that.
Wonderful. Well, Simon, we know that you move at the speed of light, so we're going to love and leave you and say thank you for this great interview this morning and wishing you and the Artscape team all the very best with the productions forthcoming.
Thank you. Always great to be chatting on Jet Setting with Janet.
An absolute pleasure, Simon. Thank you.